I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Believers push forward in Iraq despite U.S.-Iran pressure and internal struggle. MNN spoke with a Christian about conditions on the ground, but for security purposes, we can't share his name. He says it's not easy given the present circumstances, yet believers use every opportunity to share the love of Christ. This leader also works with the Program for Theological Education by Extension, or PTEE.
It's a good program for the leaders. They are, serving in the context, and they cannot take their theological education outside of Iraq. Because, you know, we don't have any seminary in Iraq.
Pray that PTEE classes can start again in March. They're stopped right now because of the tension. And following Christ means taking his word into the world, and that's what Mission Cry does. Through the generosity of God's people, last year Mission Cry sent out $13 million worth of used Bibles and Christian books. This year, they hope to do even more. Mission Cry's executive director, Jason Wolford, says,
"We're hoping to send another container to South Sudan, another container to China, and we have two that are headed to Uganda, along with sending Bibles and Christian books into Guadalajara, Mexico."
To do this, they need more Bibles. So from January 14th to March 14th, Mission Cry is hosting a Bible drive. Get involved by donating used Bibles or money for new ones. Join Mission Cry today and help them bring the gospel to more people. We'll connect you at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So you can join us here, on our social media network, or stream our podcast on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.